Self-leadership intensive.
Why is willpower important in the first place? Because willpower is the driving force, is the fuel for every action, for all work. And that's what both of us want. It's the fuel for all impact. Hello, everyone. Hello, dear Lightwolf, dear leader of the pack, and welcome to today's Lightwolf episode. A Saturday episode is pretty unusual for our Lightwolf podcast series. But if you've had the time to listen to Thursday's episode, then you know what today is all about. It's all about self-leadership. And with this, I warmly welcome you. No matter whether this is your first time here in the Lightwolf podcast, a warm welcome, or whether you've been around for the last year, the last 100 series, or maybe all the episodes since more than 8 years that we started this Lightwolf community. Welcome to this community. It connects people from all over the world listening on all 5 continents. And it's important that we are together. It's about a topic that can make the world a better place. It's about leading better. And today is all about self-leadership. The course Self-Leadership Intensive starts today with one of the most impactful facets of leadership altogether: increasing willpower. The first topic is inspired by a wonderful feedback from a loyal Lightwolf podcast fan, from Valerie Leibert. Valerie Leibert is CEO at fuchsjob.de. Valerie published his own post, a LinkedIn post, in which he described very personally and deeply how valuable he finds this Lightwolf podcast. This post touched me deeply, and I contacted Valerie, and the two of us got to know each other a bit. We had a personal conversation and exchanged ideas completely among the two of us. A wonderful conversation. By the way, Valerie, if you're listening now, then again, in the name of this community, thank you for the feedback. Also, in the name of the team behind me, yeah, there is 3 people here in the team, Marcel, Tanja, and myself, and there is 2 wonderful partners in the podcast team, Hannah and Christian, who are designing and managing this podcast. So it's a team that every single week works together to share new ideas, to share new valuable content with you. That is all very grateful for the feedback we received from you, Valerie Leibert. In this exchange, I asked Valerie, what would be a topic of interest for you? And he said, Stefan, you know, a topic that I would find interesting is increasing willpower. Increasing willpower. And that's why we start this series on self-leadership intensive with this important piece. Because I agree with Valerie that this is important. And by the way, if you too like these Lightwolf episodes, then please do me a favor, pick your smartphone right now and click on Spotify, on iTunes, click on your star rating and leave us a short reference. It helps increase visibility of this podcast, and it helps make more people around the world aware of the community we're having here. And this community has a very simple vision. All of us together, with your help, we would like to make this world a better place by establishing a well-led world. So if that's in your interest, do me a favor, click on the stars, and rock and roll. Thanks for your support in advance. Now into the topic. Why is willpower important in the first place? Because willpower is the driving force, is the fuel for every action, for all work. And that's what both of us want. It's the fuel for all impact, right? I assume that you, like me, you would like to have impact. Impact on the people around you, a positive impact, helping them succeed. And that requires willpower. That's why willpower is so incredibly important. No matter whether you're touching one individual or a thousand or a million or everyone on this planet, all action requires willpower. And all leadership requires action. That's why willpower is so incredibly important. Now let's get into three specific tips on how to increase willpower. Why is willpower important? And how do you increase it? Tip one, think that it's possible. Growth mindset. Now, I'm not naive. And if you're a long-time Lightwolf podcast follower, then you may have recognized that no single time have I ever said the word easy. I don't think leading self and leading others is easy. I particularly find leading myself to be demanding at times. But leading is enormously powerful. It can really change the team. It can change your company. It can change your family. It can change the world. And it starts with thinking. And tip number one, thinking that it's possible is one of my strongest tips for you to increase it. It goes back in concept and in theory to a model from Dr. David Rock. It's called growth mindset. And very much related to a good friend of mine, to my probably best ever boss, who has this as a mantra. He says, I can't yet. I can't yet. And that reminds me of a real event. It's not a story, because when I hear the word story, I sometimes think that this could be interpreted as made up, as invented. It's not. It's a real experience. It goes back to 1940. Let's assume that you and I now are a mother of 17 children in Tennessee, United States, in 1940. Our husband is going to work every single day in a car factory close by to try and make enough money to feed 19 heads. One day, child 18 announces itself. We expect another child. The child gets born, the child is happy, year one is great, eating well, sleeping well, funny, laughing, smiling, starting to talk. It's all right. Second year, all these good things continue, but one thing's missing. She doesn't want to get on her feet. She doesn't start walking. And that worries us. We go and see a doctor. And the doctor, after examining her quite diligently, has a very sobering and disappointing result for us. He says, Mrs. R, I'm very sorry to tell you, but your daughter most likely is never going to walk without any walking aids in her life. She has a disease, and I'm really sorry to tell you. Whew, shocking news. Disappointing news. But you and I, we have a choice. We either accept the impossibility of our child really walking. We have 17 other children, right? We could concentrate on them. Or we don't accept this. And you and I choose not to accept it. We don't. We are frustrated and disappointed, but we simply say, no, we are not going to accept this. It must be possible that this child will walk. And with that mindset, thinking that it's possible, we go and see a different doctor. We hear about one. 90 minutes away in the neighboring state, different state of the US. We take a bus. We organize 17 kids to organize themselves. We take the bus to the neighboring state, see the doctor, and the doctor has a look at our daughter. And after a thorough examination, he says, you know, Mrs. R, I can't guarantee success, but I definitely want to give it a try. It might work. So we start. And in those first sessions, in the first weeks, our daughter tries to get up on her feet, still with walking aids, and still falling over all the time. But one day, she makes a step. And that step might be the most important step in her entire life. Her first step without walking sticks. She gets on her feet, walks a step and another two, and then falls over. But she smiles, and so do we, because this is proof. She has done her first three steps on her own feet. She keeps on trying, and in the weeks and months and even years after, as we continue seeing this doctor, she starts walking more and more. She walks through the office of this doctor without needing any sticks, without falling over. Then one day, a local coach comes ringing our doorbell and says, "Hey, Mrs. R, I've seen your daughter play in the sandpit. I would like to invite her to become a member of our athletics, track and field club here in town." And we go like, "But dear coach, are you aware that our daughter is maybe slightly handicapped in terms of walking and running?" And we go like, the coach says, "Yes, I've seen it, Mrs. R. I've seen it, but I've also seen something else. I have seen that there is probably no other individual on this planet who wants to run more than your daughter wants to. So let's give it a try." And we agree. Weeks later, she does her first sprints, but doesn't even make it to the goal, to the finish line. A few months later, she finishes. Yeah, she finishes last, but she finishes. A few months later, she is competing. At the age of 16, she tries to qualify for the United States of America to participate in the Olympic Games in 1956 and fails. But then 4 years later, at the age of 19, she qualifies for the Olympic Games in Rome, 1960, and she runs, and she wins. She wins three medals, two gold medals for the US in 100 and 200 meter sprints. Her name? Wilma Rudolph. And while I'm getting goosebumps all over my body now, while the success is obviously her own willpower was crucial, you, as the mother of this child, also played an important role. Because at the very beginning of her childhood, when you were faced with the reality that at that time she wouldn't be able to walk without crutches, you did not choose to accept it, but you chose to think it's possible. That's what I call growth mindset. A second tip for you how to grow willpower is clarify purpose. Clarify meaning. Already an old Chinese philosopher more than 2,000 years ago said, "Whoever demands performance needs to offer meaning," unquote. And I think he's right. As soon as you're clear on why you go to work every day, as soon as you're clear why you work for that very company, why your employer makes the world a little better, you have more willpower. Why does your company make this world a little better? Why do you work for this company? Why do you work for this startup? Or if you're a founder, why did you found this very company? The clearer your answers, the higher your willpower. And finally, personal triggers. One huge way to increase willpower in others is to know their personal triggers. One individual is triggered by money, another one by personal one-to-one time with you, yet a third one by being allowed to participate in a leadership training, and a fourth one by having an important project. So find out what the individual personal triggers are in your people, and then link the goals you need from them, the behavior you need from them for the business, to their individual triggers. And the better you do so, the more their willpower will increase and the more your common success will grow. So these are my three best pieces of advice for you. How to increase willpower. One, think it's possible. Growth mindset. Two, clarify meaning and purpose. And three, use personal triggers. And in conclusion for today, I leave you with one single question, and I'd like you to please participate in this poll and click on the options in the link or write down your one answer, because maybe your one answer will lead to the next Lightwolf podcast like Valerie led to this one. Question: what is your best tip for increasing willpower? Thank you in advance for investing 10 seconds to participate, and I look forward to already now welcoming you soon again here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you and have a great day. See you soon. Your Stefan.